Welcome to this deep dive. We're looking at quite an evolution in how learning experiences get made these days.
Yeah.
Specifically, we're zeroing in on artificial intelligence in instructional design and the skill, prompt engineering, why it's becoming just, well, essential.
Widespread adoption in 2024, it really highlighted a key thing. Using these general AI tools effectively, that takes a specific skill. And that brings us right to the core of what we're talking about today.
Prompt engineering.
Prompt engineering in 2025. It's becoming the real key, we think, to unlocking what AI can truly do for instructional design.
Okay, let's really dig into this then. For anyone listening who's maybe hearing the term for the first time, can you break it down? What is prompt engineering?
Sure. So basically, prompt engineering, it's the art, really, of carefully crafting the instructions you give an AI. The prompts.
Okay.
And the goal isn't just getting back something. It's getting outputs that are genuinely useful, that are really aligned with what you actually need, and high quality.
So it's like learning the AI's language.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. Learning to speak it fluently so you can have a much more productive, more meaningful chat with it.
That makes sense. It's definitely more involved than just, you know, typing a quick question and hoping for the best.
Oh, much more.
Could you maybe give us an example, something concrete from instructional design that shows the difference between like a weak prompt and a really strong one?
Absolutely. Let's say you need learning objectives for a workplace safety course.
Okay. Standard task.
Right. So a really basic kind of weak prompt might just be write some objectives for a workplace safety course. I can almost hear the gears grinding out something, probably dry and generic.
Exactly. Very likely uninspired. Now, contrast that with a well-engineered, strong prompt.
Okay, what would that look like?
Something like, write 3 smart learning objectives for an asynchronous online training course specifically focused on warehouse safety.
Ah, more specific already.
And there's more. Ensure each objective aligns with Bloom's apply level of cognitive learning.
Okay.
And is consistent with current OSHA regulations.
Wow, yeah, the difference is huge. That second one gives the AI so much more context, clear boundaries to work within.
That is
exactly. It's not just asking what, but also how and why. The specific criteria matter.
Right.
And this shift we're seeing, you know, instructional designers moving from just being passive users of AI content,
consuming what it spits out.
Yeah. To becoming active collaborators who strategically shape the output through these precise prompts. That's really defining the change in 2025. Building on that idea of precision, the tangible impact is significant.
How so?
Well, there's compelling evidence coming out. Instructional designers who really master prompt engineering, they're seeing major efficiencies.
Like faster project completion.
Yes, exactly. We're talking potential increases around 40% in project completion speed in some studies. And crucially, better learning outcomes too.
That's huge. 40%?
It is. And that directly benefits employers, obviously, with efficiency, but also the learners. They get more effective, more relevant training.
That's a really powerful statistic.
In 2024, we saw that rush to adopt the tools.
The experimentation phase.
Yeah. Now in 2025, prompt engineering is clearly emerging as that vital link, the bridge between just playing with AI
and actually achieving significant, measurable results.
Exactly. Impactful outcomes in instructional design.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, it really makes you think, doesn't it, about your own interactions with AI.
Mm-hmm.
Are you just kind of scratching the surface with basic prompts, or are you actively trying to level up those prompt engineering skills?
Yeah, what possibilities could open up?
Right. What new efficiencies or better outcomes might be waiting if you really focus on mastering the art of the prompt itself? Definitely something crucial for everyone in L&D to consider. Thanks for digging into this today.
My pleasure. It's a fascinating time.